concern in the first part of this essay, therefore, is my concern in the first part of this essay, therefore, is to offer precise techniques for the replacement of precise technique or techniques for the precise analysis of the precise formulation of putative microtheoretical reduction, the kind of reduction, the kind of reductive, eliminative reduction, the kind of reductive ontological hypothesis which occurs, the kind of reductive hypothesis which occurs in microtheories, which is to be found in microtheories, theories of this precisely delineated sort, with which the existing literature has largely concerned itself, of the theories of that sort with which existing literature has so far concerned itself. In doing so, I shall touch in passing, I shall inject comments as the occasion arises, usually in the form of footnotes, on some of the ways in which the more intractable difficulties, the far more intractable difficulties of any program to completely extensionalized, give a completely extensional account to reconstruct a completely extensional setting. Some of the inter-theory relations of a kind which present even more intractable problems for a completely extensional account of inter-theoretic explanation, extensional reconstruction of scientific explanation in the context of scientific explanation. See the various notes about generic theories, which I'm not going to discuss here. See your notes on the three short sets of notes on the photocopying that you did in the 24th, 25th of February. Compare completely different approaches to treating inter-theory relations, inter-theory explanation, also an extension of the kind, for instance, using the informal Ramsey theoretic account. See a discussion in Sneed why you don't think that will work, and go into that in some detail. Absolutely detailed sort of taxonomic account of the relations between the mathematics and physics, the kind touched on in Strauss. See the notes on the John Menzies paper bag that you made, and put that together with the other notes that you made on the 8th of March 1978, and transcribe all this and tape from them separately. Do keep the dates of the notes carefully, so that you can follow the development of your thoughts in chronological sequence. Use the notes about generic theories, and also remarks about theories involving relations between theories with very interesting relations involving CQG75, very disparate conceptual mathematical structures. General question about how conceptual mathematical structures are related. Remark about relations of functions in extension and in intension, touched on in the footnote, the section on extensionality. Some of the respects in which extensional treatment questions come up, absolutely fundamental, foundational theoretical desiderata, how they're related to the conceptualization the relationship between conceptual structure, mathematical formalism, how Hooker and Putnam have both got it wrong. See various remarks of Dummett's. The notion of mathematical objects of the kind Dummett discusses. And how mathematical construction and subsequent deduction actually operate within the syntax of physical theories, relationship of physical theories as syntactic, somatic hells, mathematical forms of plus intended interpretations, and how the interpretations adapted. Give an informal but highly very detailed and I hope technically very detailed account of a technically detailed account of the way in which the completely unrelated but do bring it in at some stage the remarks about symmetry ions where your discusses in some detail the business about QG75 and the question about how the relationship between the most fundamental notions in the mathematical formalism and the conceptual structure, how they're related, get quite clear about this. And a lot of for instance, I'm confused. I think a lot of recent writing in the philosophy of mathematics and philosophy of science has tended to mistake the relationship. Hilbertian mathematical axiomatics question was of Putnam. The accurate picture of the way in which we actually apply mathematics in physics would not, I think, allow Putnam to certainly absolutely accurate with where we actually apply mathematics and physics would allow Hooker. Since the notion which seems to underlie his discussion about the axioms of Euclidean geometry no longer being true of lines in space, as it were. Reflects the kind of abstraction view of Euclidean geometry as dealing with the kinds of abstraction that kinds of abstract particulars discussed in Maybury. There's the relationship which it pictures between the elements of which it's thought of as dealing elements as abstract particulars, elements built up by abstraction from perhaps spatial intuition in this case, but anyway, abstract elements built up from intuition of a particular kind of structure, elements which can be put together in certain ways to in order to mirror the relations which between the elements which of an actual physical structure, if we know, in this case, points, see the remarks in Perm about points and neighbourhoods. If we no longer regard points and neighbourhoods as physical spaces being composed of these, as the light of a kind of abstract, in the sense of Maybury, conceptual awareness of the ways in which properties rather not any longer. In other words, we have the picture of we retain the elements in the sense of notion of abstract particulars which the theory is thought to deal. Our notion, our conception of those abstract particulars has changed in respect of the rules that we, the relations which we thought of as holding between them. Now, in fact, think of them as somewhat different relations. Think of somewhat different relations holding between them, i.e., of pseudo-Riemannian or axioms rather than axe I'm holding off the points making up lines in space, and that's completely up the creek. There's a completely different kind of conceptual alternative. Completely different level, radical, much more radical level, which don't regard points as it were themselves, vis-a-vis the abandonment of one kind of whole class of models of physical space as connected with the most abstract general conception of what kinds of structures related to our conception of order, superb kind of order that we make intelligible to ourselves. Principle intelligibility of our ontology, all that is changed, and with it also a demand for new mathematical conceptions of a kind, new kinds of mathematization, and a new kind of fundamental departure in the mathematics of the kind sort of touched on by Dirac. The error there is to get that confused with the notion of sort of primitive conceptual basis, which is as regards two possible ways of organizing mathematics, see Gaston way, and that's wrong, completely wrong, as he made for his remarks about the theory of question of foundations, not of organization. But it is connected with, I argue quite correct, a fundamental notion of functional correspondence, which does constrain the ways in which we can think of the most abstract general kinds of structure as being in principle open to revision. Our intuitions, awareness of that as corrigible. Have a look at Bayesian mathematical axiomatics, and we think of the axioms as being true of actually of models. They're not true of anything, but true of anything as of a subject matter. Same way as Boolean notions of being true. The same way Putnam appears to think of some mathematics of logic as demanding a subject matter. States of affairs, logical relations between states of affairs, and so on. It's perhaps connected, significant that he makes a remark about the idea of logic as being connected with sentences as repugnant to him. Rather, the axioms of Hilbertian mathematical structure not sort of as being true of anything, but rather as being holding in the structure, just that structure which is defined by set theoretic, in purely set theoretic terms, or might equally well be defined category theoretically, but in either way, which exploits the notion of functional correspondence as basic, does in fact involve tacit acceptance of a sort of intuitive and informal set theory, in that case, or explicitly the formal set theory, but either way, the notions of the formal set theory stand on a completely different plane from those of any other mathematical theory are required for the formalization of these other theories. Make the distinction between axiomatization and formalization. Notion of mathematical axiomatics as involving axiomatics, formalization of theories in such a way that the consistency, abstract structures, the isomorphism types of their principal structures with which they deal, the relationships to other kinds of structures being more easily displayed, sort of within mathematics now, within, as it were, within mathematics, one can use that sort of insight into the most general abstract structure of that sort of structural insight of mathematics, investigating sort of the mathematical relationship between mathematical structures appearing in the syntax. see if this is geometric quantization and test theory, that kind of, and the, or for instance, gauge theory, the route to the unification of GR and quantum field theory, interpretation is something we have to look at afterwards, compare the ideal of the old embracing theory in the sense of some conceptual awareness qualitative connected with the demand for intelligibility is standing in one particular historical tradition, kind of intelligibility for the ontology in question that is touched on in Graves, the error of trying to work from that back towards a grasp of understanding of the mathematics level, actually, for thinking of the ways in which we might try and evolve a mathematical system in which ideas of Mendes' interdependence between become more, appear as more natural, see Sarks and Graves and the great error of their approach. Moving on to a completely separate subject, morning of the 15th of March, just after 8 o'clock, we judge the plausibility of a picture of the way that the nation's order, for instance, the fundamental nation's order, go together. As we're judging the plausibility, well, in purely technological terms, its appeal in the way of biology is a weak partnership. There are marks in Silas, but this is the wrong way to set about things, but still it leads to quite an interesting research program in terms of trying to model these intuitive conceptions inside mathematics, in the next turn, shows how our thoughts in mathematics are in relation to ways in which we can change our physical conceptions, most general physical conceptions, foundational theoretical physical conceptions, to reflect into mathematical forms of these simple compare all notes the other day about marks in the made on the 8th of March 1978 about in a pink book for use in the introduction. Let's compare the notes on the ways that the for instance note remarks about generic viewpoint, generic theories, not accommodated here, not dealing with those here, theories which involve see the introduction of QG75, very general kinds of very very disparate kinds of conceptual mathematical structure to appear to be necessary to bring them together. Tie that into remarks about non-atomism, kinds of non-atomism. Tie it also in several remarks about relations of functions and extension and argument of value pairs. The idea the role of functions as a rule must find a way of doing the taxonomy of ways that they're actually employed in the role of so a heuristic perspective of mathematical formalism, but we're going to do justice to that. So we can strict it and justice to the way that it's related to the ontology of the theory. That is a fault, there's a faulty theory, is it, of concept formation, including concept formation within mathematics, and usually described in terms of the recognition of structure, which is already lying out there. Compare, for instance, nonlinear sheaf theory. It has to be the role of the conceptual sensitivities. that are involved in seeking how to apply the formalism given the and for instance trying to discern one particular quantity, kind of quantity in ways of making it more fundamental, more basic than the formalism, the elaboration of formalism is giving us ways of unifying, conceptual unification of parts of different mathematical formalisms. See, for instance, Penrose's and his books about SL2C, but we actually require motivation for this in terms of physical, a sort of physical motivation. Or do we? How to motivate the whole idea physically, compare the twister program and the physical motivation behind that. To what significance does that actually have for understanding the foundations itself? Compare the Boxman nonlinear sheaf theory and the general Boxman sheaves and quantifiers. The notes that you're recording now were recorded on the 15th of March 1978 in the afternoon at about 3:30 in the afternoon, so about 13 or 14, about 14 hours after the notes recorded the previous part of this tape and on the other green cassette. 15th of March 1978, 3:30 in the afternoon. A great many things that you want to say about the Ms. Mithorn Wheeler book and the notes on Dummett and on the Maybury article and on Putnam and relation of what Dummett has to say to that. Must go into all this in great detail, but this particular insight that you wanted to record at this point was about partial functions, the notion of partial objects, partially defined objects, and explanation. There's a temperamental, perfectly natural temperamental reflection or consequence of intuition of structure. Structural relations that one has in considering classical mathematics are somehow qualitatively unlike that with which one is concerned in the explanation of the relationships between two very general conceptions of order. For instance, the kind discussed in Berne. The idea that the one can be made absolutely precise through the other is quite fundamental to the exceptional approach, and you're going to defend this, but at least it's worth exploring in detail the reasons why it appears not to be so. For instance, in the Dummett's book on Frege, he makes a number of remarks about the intrinsic unsatisfactoriness of the notion of partial objects and of partially defined functions, all functions defined through their values, and the idea of relationships of functions in intention. We rather like that of partially defined objects, objects which are as were only partially defined, defined relative to some notion of what can be said, so is an intentional notion of the relationship between the conceptual structure of the description and the kind of irreducibly intentional locutions involved involved reflecting, incorporating the this general categorization of the world, the kind of the idea of the categorization of the world as being posit open to revision, in the sense that Quine discusses N.C. Smart's remarks about Quine and category and conceptual revision. There's another kind of conceptual revision involved also in, of course, in the way that the QG75 and MTW73 and elsewhere, the transcendence of categories, step-by-step transcendence of categories within physics is described, and the step-by-step transcendence of categories in physics, and the conceptual structure of the language implied in physical description. See the Hagedorn volume. We know that has also been reflected in the mathematical structure. Then we might see what Hooker says. The idea of the mathematical structure itself as being subject to revision, even most fundamental elements. Compare, for instance, what they say in MTW73 about the relationship between physics and logic. This is deeply antithetical to the classical outlook. The idea of actually taking partial objects, partially defined objects, objects which in some sense partially defined as fundamental, as basic, emerges in Scott's treatment of logical space as partial logical algebra, partial algebra, logical function algebra, partial algebra of functions structured by, actually forming a complete lattice structured by the relationship of convertible operations of functional abstraction and application. You want to rather tie the relationship of functional abstraction to a kind of view of relations of functions not as abstract objects. You must actually be able to view them absolutely in some absolute sense as abstract objects if we're going to carry out investigation of the relationships between the mathematical formalisms on the basis of a foundational system which actually expresses the analogy, for instance, about the raft and something's wrong. This is the point of making Quine's approach and the approach shared also by Hark, pragmatic approach, as being wrong. There is no way in which we could regard sort of having a conceptual alternative to what is actually a way of viewing the world. We're going to argue that the PEM and so on does actually express commitment to a possible logical form of the world, in that we cannot make intelligible to ourselves the alternative of except in the sense, of course, that we might. Well, the alternative of, for instance, truth as not being distributive over disjunction, as the non-distributive logics, the idea of those being weaker than classical logic, the idea rather of classical logic as a limiting case of which value relationship between the ranges of values of functions, between the Verlaufen of functions, the form of that Verlaufen is so expressive of. Compare that sense in which you know, that basis on which we might mutated basis on which we might query the laws of logic and so on, the meaning of the logical connectives. Talk about the meaning of logical connectives, the meaning is precisely their use as given in rules of inference, which are for which classical logic is the strongest system, all others are weaker systems, so are in some sense subsystems of it. To the extent that there are subsystems of it, we can't envisage classical logic itself as being a subsystem of some other system. The idea underlying the Berms remark seems to be that it is in fact a sort of word to be thought of as a subsystem as expressing commitment to a particular way of conceptualizing reality, a kind of conception of a kind of misfundamental kind of order that we, in terms of which we make the world intelligible, so national functional correspondence tied up with a serial order and so on, compared the completely monistic notion. Explored by Sarks, but in fact, and as regards, for instance, the question about time in Sarks, and Hooke himself, of course, rather gives the game away when he speaks about the notion of event as being analogous to that of, and compare the notion of event as being involved in essentially our apprehension of events as completely local. The way that they're related to other events, the idea of the whole thing, management interdependence, suggesting the kind of relationship of global to local structure that involves abandoning our notion of objects in favour of the kind of concept, as it were, which we're trying to get an intuitive grasp via Boehm's approach to relationship between conceptual structures via sort of analogy. This is completely, you could argue, completely incoherent, and the idea that
late evening, 9:45, the 16th of March 1978, after a very busy day in London. Completely separate set of notes, stemming from reflection first of all on the way to lead into the introduction to the main body of the thesis, the number of things that you want to incorporate. We can, this is a series of notes not particularly coherent, which I sort of jotted down out of your own thoughts and what you want to collect your own thoughts first, reading through Scott on background formalization. There's general points to be made about the kind of thing that you're trying to do in this particular paper, and how to locate that quite precisely, and how, as it were, to use the mathematics, the mathematical grasp on the mathematical structures. For instance, compare the approach taken to sort of hyperfunctions via theory surreals and the principles of reasoning, if you like, the principles of construction of surreal, involved in surreal numbers, the way that the principle of functional abstraction operates is indeed the sense captured by the is in a sense equally captured by the Scott's notion of logical algebra of logical spaces, or his construction of the space of relations of partial functions, partially defined functions under relationship, which is the notion that is axiomatized in his paper on type recalculi. Structured by the notion of logical algebra of algebra, structured by the operation of logical abstraction and functional abstraction application, conversion rules into convertibility of these. And the notion of thinking, the thinking of functions purely as abstract objects or by their objects sort of given to us as objects insofar as their order, the relations between them are ordered precisely by the relationship under function value, is a way in this more abstract way connected with combinatory operations, which may originally have been connected with desire to give a completely rigorous analysis of the process of substitution in mathematics, but which, as it were, as combinatory, as analysis of combinatory operations, function more, focus more upon the notion of functional abstraction itself. The operation of functional abstraction. Rather than on substitution as in sort of substitution and detachment. There's a kind of intentional opposition there, but the point he's making is that it's as much, it doesn't matter that there's absolutely no connection between the fact that it's as captured the relationship of the function, the relationship of the objects, the elements of a domain is captured. It's the same relationship which is captured in the algebra of partial functions, partially defined functions. Total definedness, definedness as it were, at a point that notion of definedness, absolute notion of definedness when we speak of functions as abstract objects and the relations as under function value as a fundamental notion, and the notion of functional correspondence as being fundamental. It's as fundamental in the notion, as it were, that has been axiomatized. Look at Scott's remarks about conceptual problems in logic. The same notion that has been axiomatized in that, same notion of functional correspondence axiomatized in that notion, in that paper on type-free calculi, viewed very abstractly as algebra of partially defined objects, of which, as it were, total definedness is, in a sense, modelled in terms of partial definedness, but only in the sense that this notion, he makes use of this notion of, a sort of degrees of definedness, but only in a sense that it enables us to. I mean, there is a kind of total definedness in the sense of notion of relationships of the abstract objects and of functional correspondence, a kind of linearity involved there in the sense that it has to allow for the operation of Cartesian product formation of in functional abstraction, form the relations, compare the kind of relations of completely linear sequences, in relation any linear sequence has to any other linear sequence, any linear structure has to any other linear structure, the relationship being one of cardinality, relation between the sort of degrees of cardinality, relation which is modelled within the cumulative hierarchy in that sense, rather than other kinds of rather than one which is required as an intentional grasp of the significance of non-linear as against linear, is required to appreciate the way that it relates to conceptual structure of the theory, relates to and its ontology, relate to the mathematical structures involved, to the contrast between the mathematical structures of one theory and those of the other, that the idea that it is required, that's what you're rejecting. And in rejecting, you reject that because the mathematical relations between mathematical formalisms can only be modelled in the against this notion of algebraic notion of functional relations. That's the mistake which, for instance, in the Soviet volume about algebra and continuity, structures in reality, as it were, this mistake made there, it's also, you're going to argue, the mistake made in Lovere. What I was going to say is that whether it's in that form, the form that it takes in the type 3 calculus paper on the space of notion of space of allowed functions here, under composition being no different from that of a functional algebra ordered by sort of functional abstraction application, or in the notion that there's the purely Cantorian intuition underlying set theory, the kind of construction of the kind of construction that is discussed by Mabry in his paper, the kind of as well, intuitive constructions relying upon, constructions we actually employ relying entirely on the notion of intuitive grasp of the intended structure that you were, that notion is the intended sense of the operation of functional abstraction, an instance, the notion that as it were an instance of a qualitative evaluation of the kind of the conception of order has reflected in principle of coherence of ontology, principle of intelligibility of the ontology that seems to be built in a kind of structure which serves as a model for, in the sense of abstraction discussed in the footnote in Mabry, kind of structure to which the operational functional abstraction is applied. That's giving us an clue, an indication of the way in which the notions of functional abstractions employed in axiomatized inset theory, in general set theory of the kind, the notion of construction employed in discussed in Mabry, when he discusses the way that classical mathematicians' sense of the kind of construction possibility, notion of possibility of construction is related to his, the intuitive sort of intended model, in a sense that seems to be related to sort of principle of coherence of ontology. We see quite clearly this is not in any way related to principle of coherence of ontology, as it were, more fundamental than the our notion of our formal, our grasp on the possibility of the notion of the modal notion involved, so grasp of possibility of construction, possibility of kind of structure, not in any sense directly reflecting the conception of any conception we may have formed out of reflection or imaginative intuitive insight or abstractions as discussed by Mabry of the kind of structures, the most general kind of structural relationships that we can, as it were, sort of literally envision in this sense, which is why you're criticizing this kind of appeal to abstraction that in the sense discussed by Mabry, it seems to be involved in some of what Scott says in his paper. And certainly, to go back to the beginning of what you were saying here in this section on the 16th of March, what is apparently involved is in Lauvier's discussion of Sarté hyperfunctions and other mathematical objects as illustrations of this thesis about the relationship between any notion of constancy, the intentional origin in the kind of abstraction that is discussed in that passage in Mabry, of any notion of constancy or variation. The way that we might envisage out of reflection on the kind of principle involved in abstraction, as discussed in Mabry, the relationship between notions of constancy and variation is itself directly reflected, capable of finding expression in the adoption of new form of mathematization, the kind discussed in Boehm. And that, of course, you're arguing is completely wrong. And the way that you actually tackle, for instance, the employment of... there's a kind of paradigm switch involved here, that's what you want to say. Paradigm switch is from the abstraction view, as discussed in Mabry, of mathematics to the completely formalistic, rigorous formalistic conception introduced in the 19th century and increasingly, of course, in, under Hilbert and Frege. There are points about so psychologistic conceptions in mathematics. The remark, whatever the source of our heuristic motivation in sort of attempting to broaden definition of a function, this is the mistake that Lauvier makes when he's discussing his remarks about